Welcome to Health by Heather Hirsch, a podcast dedicated to uncovering many of the women's health issues many of us are wondering about, but few of us are talking about. My mission is to expose the current gaps in knowledge and care on all things women's health. Enjoy. If you love the show and you're dying to work with me, there is a couple of different ways that you can do so. First, I have an incredible menopause course. It's called the Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass, and don't be fooled, it also is for women in perimenopause. In this course, I teach you how to thrive. It's my signature method to help you figure out what HRT regimen is best and right for you and how to make adjustments and then how to get this from your own doctor. Now, I also see patients in my private telemedicine clinic. I have a license in several states and I'm always working on more. You can go to my website, heatherhirschmd.com, to find out if you want to take the course and join our incredible Facebook group with monthly lives or work with me one-on-one. Now, I hope I get the chance to work with you. And thank you so much for listening to the show. Good afternoon, my AOWs. Welcome back to the show. I love hosting. It's kind of where I get to just pretend that I have my own show. I guess I do have my own show, but be the star of my own show. This episode is going to be called Reflections, and we're just going to be doing a lot of reflecting. Truth be told, it is Wednesday the 25th. It is 12:36. You're probably listening to this later today or the next day. And I always record my episodes, especially solo casts, in real time. And that's because I have no time. But I love doing this show. Thousands of you download my show and listen to it every single month, every single week. And I cannot believe it. It's astonishing. It's so impactful to me. So today's episode, I don't know if we're even going to have a point. It's literally me sitting down and reflecting. And I've been traveling a lot. I've been doing a lot of talks. So let me just kind of summarize where I've been, because you're just going to get me downloading my brain. October is World Menopause Month. And what's really funny is I've been doing menopause for the last decade. And look, I've seen we're going to talk about menoprofiteering today. I've seen people come and go, doctors come and go, doctors come into this space. And I've been doing this for a decade. And World Menopause Day, I didn't even know there was a menopause month until I think like 3 years ago. Okay. Like, so this is all relatively new. And what really accelerated this, I think I actually knew this in 19. I actually remember posting about World Menopause Day and I lived in Columbus. So you probably haven't stalked my whole life, but I lived in Columbus from 2016 to 2019. So I remember when Louise Newsom had like 20,000 followers on Instagram, and I found her on Instagram and I was like, who is this doctor like doing all this stuff, you know? So this was still years ago, but truly, truly the pandemic accelerated massively, putting menopause on the map. And so World Menopause Month has been a thing even in my life for only a few years. And, you know, each passing year, it was kind of like it started as like an Instagram post, like one of those in-feed, you know, like pictures of like the globe. And, you know, then it became a reel, or it became a partnership or doing something with somebody on YouTube. And, you know, then it became giving talks. Last year, I gave a talk to Oracle. And this year, holy moly, I had to fasten my seatbelt. And now I know next year, like, I am just going to block the whole month off for World Menopause Month, because it was wild. The opportunities that I had, the opportunities that I got to do, the things that I saw other people doing. So, so, so exciting. And so it really, again, here is another clue, even for me, someone who's been in this for a decade or so. You know, this has accelerated rapidly. World Menopause Day was like, again, a thing I learned about in 2019. That's not that long ago. So, wow, I have been doing so much stuff. In terms of corporate talks, I gave a corporate talk to Apple, the Women's Collective Melcombe talk. And we talked a lot about menopause in the workplace. And I also talked with Paramount about menopause in the workplace and inclusivity on menopause and research with some other incredible colleagues. So Dr. Sharon Malone, and just an incredible group of people that got to do some of those things. And I've got more in the pipelines, believe it or not. I'm really, really excited.
for World Menopause Day and the day before, I was in Canada. And I have to say, this is really cool because I was like, I'm going global. Again, I grew up in upstate New York and that's where I live now. And so I had gone to Toronto as a kid all the time. But really funny story. So I was driving up to Toronto to be a guest on CTV and then do a live event with the wonderful, the incredible Dana Levinston, who has a podcast called On the DL. And we're going to come back to that in a second. So I'm driving up to Canada and obviously listening to Taylor Swift. And all of a sudden my like Google Maps stops working and I'm like, well, that's weird. So I'm like looking at my phone and I'm like, you know, I'm like, internet's not connecting. Like, why? And I call my husband, he's like, well, you're in another country. And I know it's so goofy, like, but it's just me being like, Oh yeah. You know, like Canada's just wonderful, but yeah, it's another country. I drove up to the, what's it called when you're crossing the border patrol people. And he's like, what brings you to Canada? I'm like, I'm going to be on CTV. And he was just like, okay, just look stone faced. So anyways, then I had to emergency call AT&T and she's like, do you, ma'am, need a data plan? I was like, yes, give it to me now. I'm like on the thruway or the highway or whatever you call it. I guess it's called different things in different places. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful week. And I have to say, as we think about menopause, as I think about menopause, it's very, very easy to think about it as it occurs in the United States. And it, look, of course, I don't even have to say like, did you know? Of course, you know, across the globe, everyone is going through menopause. But to think about moving into a global sphere, into a global space, like that excites the heck out of me. That gives me goosebumps. That is so exciting to me. And so I thank you, Canada, for having me as a guest. And so I got to do CTV and sit down with just the best hosts and answer questions about menopause. And then Dana Levinson's podcast is On the DL. And we met when I was a guest on her show a couple months ago promoting my book, Unlock Your Menopause Type. And she, get your copies now on Amazon. She and I just like hit it off immediately. And Dana Levinson is pure gold. Gorgeous, lovely, incredible human who was a news anchor for many, many years. And, you know, I will not tell her story for her, but she says a big part of her career shift was menopause. And we hosted this incredible live event. Thank you to Spin Master headquarters for laying out a gorgeous stage and audio and lighting and visual. So if you want to listen to this, go to Dana's show On the DL Live. It's an audio there. Or go to my YouTube, which is just Health by Heather Hirsch, and you can watch the live one. The live one is so good. I mean, it puts TED Talks to shame. Just kidding, TED. We know you like the red circle. And it's just beautiful. What I loved so much about the talk with Dana was she told me beforehand, and actually we talked about this. I said, don't tell me what you're going to ask me. You know, for all of the shows and all the media that I do, I always, you know, usually we'll talk with the producers and they'll kind of set the stage for what the host will ask me because they are really almost inevitably always interested in this topic, the producers. And I'll always know what the questions are. And then, you know, they're hoping that you would get those big sound bites out. So, you know, in my head, I'm always, as I'm talking, whether it's live with, you know, Kelly Ripa, I'm thinking about making sure I'm getting the sound bite out. And my brain is kind of doing that thing where I know I'm thinking too about the next question, making sure I'm getting all the sound bites out. But, you know, with Oprah, the Oprah panel, no prep. And I loved that. I love no prep. I prefer no prep because it's so much more, not that my answers are not at all genuine, but it really is so much more free thought and free flowing. And the things that come out of your mouth might not necessarily always be perfect sound bites. A lot of times they are. But it's, you can actually hear me thinking, and I think that's beautiful. So I loved the Oprah Daily panel because of that. We knew very little about the flow. You know, the producers told me we're going to start, you know, Oprah might ask you this question and this, and there's going to be people telling their stories. But it was just the way And that is the skill of Oprah. That is the magic of Oprah. An incredibly good interviewer. She knows how to work the room, maneuver the guests, change or shift the conversation. It was beautiful. And the thing about the Oprah panel too, I told you this was going to be a riff. There's no point to just random thoughts of Heather Hirsch, Wednesday, October 25th. We filmed for 2 hours. And so there is so much more footage that didn't get up on the Oprah Daily. And I always have like hopes and dreams that they will publish the rest of the footage, like maybe next, maybe in April 2024, they'll publish the rest of the audio and the video, because it was so good. Oh my gosh. And if you've not heard me talk about this before, we knew a couple audience questions were going to be asked about vaginal dryness and sexual health, and we never even got to them. So we talked for 2 hours. We were scheduled to talk for an hour. And the producers were watching this and they were like, pure gold, pure gold. But eventually they had to kind of stop, because Oprah had other sessions. She was batch recording sessions, you know, things that day. But gosh, what a beautiful moment in time. Back to Dana. So that's exactly what Dana did. I was like, don't tell me. She's like, oh no, I'm not telling you. In her beautiful Canadian accent. And it was just wonderful. So Dana and I hope to do more live events together. And you know, so that also came off the heels of the menopause conference, which was at the end of September, which really kind of kicks off World Menopause Month. So I have been traveling like a crazy person, and actually I still have a lot more things coming up. You know, the big takeaway here, there's so many takeaways, but the big takeaway I think for me is it's so humbling to have these conversations and be in these different places and spaces, whether it's NAMS or it's the producer of CTV or it's the people asking me questions in the Q&A section with Live on the DL with Dana. I truly live in a bubble sometimes where I think that everyone has the knowledge about menopause that either I have or that I share or that I discuss. And it's not meant to be like a, oh, everyone knows what should know what I know. It really is more of a, I think since I live it, breathe it, eat it, speak it, talk it, it's still always so humbling when people come up to me and say, my doctor told me that I can't have HRT. My doctor told me there's nothing that can be done. It's really humbling to be reminded that there's a lot of work to do. And my Instagram feed and my Facebook groups, they're filled with incredible women. You know, my healthcare providers group, which is growing so fast. We just got CME credits for that. So if you've been interested in joining it, I have a course on how to prescribe HRT, the nuts and bolts, and also a wonderful group of physicians who are so dedicated to menopause management and evidence-based care. And, you know, I'm so surrounded on a constant basis by this kind of knowledge that it does. I have to, you know, have those producers say, oh my gosh, doctors only get 2 hours of education? And I'm like, yeah, that's like old news, you know? But again, it's humbling. And my patients tell me this too. Yeah, my doctor told me I can't go higher on the dose or it will cause cancer. What? And if you're an avid listener to this show, if you're new, welcome. It's a fun one to jump in on. But, you know, I have spent hours and hours and hours educating and doing this for just the sheer love of the population and for the lack of resources given to women's health for far too long. So it's humbling to be reminded of that. The second is that, you know, I've said this now, and I think it started off in like TikToks and then kind of grew into more of a sort of script in my head. But like the fact that we have a huge hormonal shift that intersects every organ system and chronic diseases and has never been fully appreciated for what it is in medical literature, in the textbooks, in research studies is crazy. The reason women were excluded from studies traditionally is not because they think we're just so sweet and we need to be protected. It's because we're too complicated. We're too complicated. our hormonal system is too complex. It's confounding. So it's easier, cleaner to do studies on men. And this is the reason why research on women is so difficult. We are not the same person we were the day before, and we're not going to be the same person tomorrow. I mean, you know what I mean. We're still going to have the same hair color, hopefully, and, you know, wake up in the same house, hopefully. But we are completely different physiologically than men because of our ovaries. And the fact that that has not been taken into account deeply in mental health, in cardiovascular health, in bone health, in brain health, until the pandemic. We've been around, I think, like what? I don't know. When were Hopi's Homo sapiens discovered? Sorry, I shouldn't have gone into this. 300 million years ago? I don't know. Not that long, I don't think. Maybe somewhere like 55 million? DM me. When were we discovered? But again, since we walked on legs, this is how we've been. This is how we've been. And it took a global pandemic and TikTok, but it did. It really did. People ask me this all the time. Why do you think there's a shift now? And it's social media. Definitely 100%. It's social media. And it's, yes, it's public figures, but even public figures are, you know, their publicists and their teams, because we all have teams, they have teams, are like, do you want to talk about this on your platform? Because we all see it everywhere. And, you know, I think there's good to that and there's bad to that. Since this is a reflections podcast, what's the bad, right? There's a lot of snake oil. And I heard the term, I didn't coin it. I don't know who would give credit to, but I heard the term minnow profiteering when I was at NAMS for the first time. Heard the term minnow profiteering. We talked about this on CTV. The producer sort of asked me, you know, Heather, last question. Let's talk about how to tell what's, I'm seeing so many ads for this. Like how can consumers differentiate between what's a good product and what's not? So minnow profiteering is a fact that the economy of menopause is interesting. I heard a statistic that it's a $600 billion industry. I think that's wrong. I think that sounds way too inflated. I have looked at this because, as you may or may not know, I have another company and I am working on very quickly and very fast revolutionizing healthcare. And I'll tell you more about that as we get to the end. So stay tuned. The healthcare industry in women's health is probably closer to 5 to 10 billion. 600 billion is an astronomical number. I don't know what, if you're just talking about makeup and skincare and clothes and health and travel. And I mean, if you're taking every single industry of women 45 to 50, weddings, whatever. Okay, maybe, but trust me, that's a very inflated number. And people use this on pitch decks all the time. I just, eye rolling, like, let's be serious here. So I have estimated that the healthcare industry for women's health is probably closer to $5 to $10 billion industry when you actually strip it down and you're not talking about shit that people are selling you. You're actually talking about healthcare. What's the shit? The estrogen face cream, guys. I'm just going to come out and say it. Okay. These companies, telemedicine companies, are selling you estrogen face cream as an upsell because they cannot make their business work. They cannot be profitable without upselling you things. Okay. So we'll get into that. So there's shit. That's not healthcare. I get it. I want nice skin too. Is it healthcare? You know what I mean? It's on the border. It's on the border of healthcare, but it's a specialty. It's an ancillary thing. It's a profitability thing. And you wouldn't know that. How the heck would you know that? It's funny, while we're talking about face cream, you know, ever since I posted a reel about using Premarin under your eyes, my sister calls me immediately. She's like, send me that now. She's 39. I did. She's like, you sent me the wrong kind. You sent me vaginal cream. And I'm like, abso-freaking-lutely, put a dab of that under your eyes. All my patients emailed me, can you send me estrogen face cream? It's still costly, but you don't have to be upsold from any of these other telemedicine companies, which shall not be named, but you can easily figure out what I mean. And that ticks me off. That annoys me because they're making profitability, because what's happening is that the healthcare industry is big, but it's not as big as people have been saying it is, because it's just not. I mean, it's just math. There's no reason. There's just nothing behind this. Just statistics. It's just math. But men are profiteering, right? So if there is this big industry and people are coming into this industry, you know, and they're selling you all different types of things. They're selling you bioidentical creams. They're selling you telemedicine. They're selling you vaginal hydration. They're selling you lasers and tasers and, you know, all the things. And it's really difficult to tell what's out there trying to be helpful and what's out there trying to profit from you. Here's the truth. Everyone's trying to profit. Of course, that's capitalism. And that's what sucks about healthcare, is it's really been so derailed. When you think about the numbers for menopause care, and we're talking about care, delivering care. And if we want to even whittle that down, how about just delivering HRT? Okay. And I know not everyone can take HRT or even wants HRT, but let's just say it's delivering HRT or having a consult for HRT. How about that? How about we say having a consult for HRT? Okay. There, NAMS has on their website maybe 2,000 doctors. I think it's less. And they're not all, some of them are physical therapists, which only means not that you are not important. You 1,000% are, trust me. I have a good one. But when it comes to prescribing or consults for HRT, you probably need an NP, a PA, an MD, DO. Okay, so let's put it down to 1,500 maybe. And 65 million women between the ages of 35 and 64 in the United States. So menopause math, hashtag, doesn't work. And so I think a lot of companies are not thinking about scale enough. They're not thinking about treatment enough. They're selling you things that, when it comes down to it, are dancing around HRT or not HRT. And again, this is not to say HRT is always the answer. Not to say you cannot have vaginal hydration. Please. I love working with a lot of those companies too, especially those that are accessible. But, you know, we're just seeing all sorts of things in this space. All sorts of things. And it worries me too, because I think that the downside is it's just putting more noise out there, more confusion. What is the right answer? Should I buy this vitamin? Should I buy this laser? Should I buy this thing? Should I buy this product? Should I buy this wearable? Should I buy this shirt? Should I buy this estrogen? Should I buy this doctor? I get it. I absolutely get it. So what am I doing? Okay. What am I doing? Well, of course, you know, I see patients, but even with that, if we go back to the same fact that like my numbers can't even remotely match, right? Let's say I can say eight to 10 patients a day, that doesn't match the millions of women. However, that's what I'm working on my company. So if you haven't noticed, I've been posting over on social media, on Instagram a lot. Follow me over there. I'm at Heather Hirsch MD. I have been working on my startup for the last several months, and I have incredible plans, because I know that I'm not necessarily all that accessible. Trust me, of course I'm aware. Now, of course, I try to do as much as I can, free resources, podcasts and YouTubes and TikToks and Instagram posts and talks, because I do want to be able to improve the lives of women. And I love getting DMs from people that are like, Heather, I just want to tell you, I scoured all of your stuff and I had a really good conversation with my doctor and I got, you know, I fill in the blank, the patch or this or that. And like, that warms my heart. I am so excited when I get those messages. Of course, I also get messages, you know, how dare you X, Y, or Z? And of course, and I have to just stay strong and keep focusing on the good and keep focusing on the positives and educating and making really, really, as the days go on, really so much firmer in my decisions about where I partner and what I say. But that's why we love my podcast, because I sit down and I talk. So it's very, very real over here. I have created a digital AI Heather, and it's wild. Because while I was creating this, essentially, I'll tell you more and more and more about this, but you can go try this out right now. So if you go over my Instagram at Heather Hirsch MD, you know, it'll say, ask my digital twin anything. It's a $10 a month subscription. That will probably change. And she is now learning how to become even more like me. She is learning how to make treatment decisions and treatment plans. Now, is she a doctor? No, I am. I'm behind her. But she is going to allow me and allow us dreams that we never thought possible. So if you want to try out my digital twin, go to my Instagram, click on the, you know, ask me anything and ask her questions. What we did, we presented this at NAMS. So I've put that up on like LinkedIn if you want to read about that. But we, for months, downloaded my brain and applied large language models to her, combined her with the best OpenAI sources that we can, and took real world questions, all of your questions. All of your questions. You guys helped me build this by asking me your questions. What about DIM? What about constipation? What about hair loss with testosterone? Okay, not textbook questions, real world questions. And she now answers exactly as I would answer. And you can ask her unlimited questions. There's so much that I cannot wait to tell you that we are working on, but go try her out. Not only that, again, this was a reflections podcast, but I'm kind of, again, I'm just kind of talking off the top of my head, but next week on Monday, we're going to be hosting a open Zoom room for everyone who has, you know, downloaded and purchased the Heather AI. We're calling her the Heather AI educator as we move to making, again, her even smarter, wink, wink. And I want to ask you, what was your feedback? Did you like her? You know what? I'm going to put a link in the show notes, link in the show notes, link in the show notes. So if you're already on Apple or if you're on Spotify, if you're at home, I'm going to put the link to that digital AI Heather in the show notes, because we're keeping on building and I want to build this together. So you know what? I think the biggest takeaway here is that truthfully, I would not be the person that I am, the doctor that I am, or the entrepreneur that I am without my audience talking to me, commenting, leaving me DMs, listening to my stuff, even if it's just me downloading the week. And you have helped me build these things. You give me the ideas. This is not soundbite. This is absolutely true. It's one of the reasons that even though I kind of have a cold today and I didn't have a formal outline of what I wanted to talk about, I knew I wanted to record this podcast so you could just kind of hear what was going on if you're a podcast listener. And Dr. Mann is coming back because she is literally the best next week. Fingers crossed for part two. And you have shaped how I talk to people, how I speak, how I think, my inclusivity. You have taught me so much. I love learning from you. I love it so much. And I love being that kind of doctor where it's a two-way street. I always talk about shared decision-making with my patients so much that I'm sure it annoys my patients. I'll be like, which dose do you want, this one or this one? They're like, I don't know, you're the doctor. But I like to walk through what that means. And you have helped me dream big. When you leave a voice memo to me from Jamaica and you say, please, Dr. Hirsch, help me, or you make a visit with me and you travel to New York City just to see me, or you come from India to talk to me, or you are my neighbor telling me all these things that you had no idea about. I mean, all of these things are so magic. They're just the universe coming back and helping me manifest or visualize a future that I want for women's health. I don't say that just because it sounds good. It's really true. I work so hard, tirelessly, day and night, especially the fact that I have another company that I'm just now kind of talking about. Those are my reflections. You know, a lot has happened this month. A lot has happened in the last couple of years. A lot has happened since the pandemic. And my final reflection is that the change is coming from you. It's not coming immediately from the medical community. Yes, people like me help, but so do so many other public figures, as mentioned, so many other things. Heck, you know what? Let's even credit all the mental profiteering companies for, you know, giving us the thought process to be like, what is going on here, right? Everything is all to hopefully improve the lives of women who for far too long, for all of history, since Homo sapiens, blah, 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 you know, we've been taken as just too complex to study. All right, guys. I love y'all so, so much. I, you know, hope you dive into my resources. Hope you love the show. Leave me a DM or a comment on Instagram. You know, check out, of course, my healthcare provider course. If you're a clinician, you want to, you know, work with me, if you want to work with an incredible team, if you want to stay up to date on all of those things, definitely come see me as a patient. If you have the opportunity, I would love to take incredible care of you. Of course, if at anything, of course, my book is an incredible resource. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. In my book, if you didn't know, I talk about all types of treatment plans for every different menopause type using HRT, not using HRT, lifestyle, diet, and just really that was a true, true labor of love. And to think that I'm doing it again is kind of wild, but more on that soon. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything. I'll see you guys next week for a brand new episode. Bye. If I haven't already done so, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to my show. Consider subscribing so you never miss an episode. Also, if you love the show, your stars or a quick review could really help other women who are searching for information on menopause and midlife around the globe find this show. If you want to work with me, consider the Reclaiming Menopause Masterclass. The link for that is in the description to this show. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for all your support, and I'll see you next week for a brand new episode.